Welcome to the Live Limitless podcast, everyone. I'm your host, Gigi Meyer, and we're going to be having a lot of conversations with experts in fitness, nutrition, lifestyle, in general health, but also in things like relationships, family, faith, business, sports, you name it. And we really just want this to be a space where you can learn how to break through all the things holding you back from living to your true potential one by one. It's time to live limitless. Let's dive in. What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Live Limitless podcast. If you are brand new, welcome. I'm glad that you're here. And if you're not new, I'm glad you're here as well. Welcome back. And if you've listened to, you know, at least a couple of different podcasts of mine, you probably noticed that I just bounce around from, you know, different styles. And some styles are interviews where I have guests on, talk about different topics. And then some are kind of just short and sweet, straight to the point. And I think this might be that type of episode today, short and straight to the point. Maybe, I don't know. We'll see. But I do want to give you, and it's a bit more of like a practical topic as well for people who essentially want to see results long-term in their fitness, in their body composition, in their strength, in their tone, without having to like sacrifice their life for it. You know what I mean? Like there's obviously extremes that people partake in, like bodybuilding and bikini modeling and stage, you know, bikini competitions, bikini modeling, stuff like that. Like those are essentially extremes that aren't my, like, I'm not an expert in those areas. I'm more so what I preach on and what I'm about is just overall balance and, you know, feeling our best physically, looking our best, and just continuing to work upon that and improve upon that over the course of time. So that's kind of what this is. And it's not necessarily for people who have like a ton of weight to lose, right? So if you're like someone who has like a significant amount of weight to lose and you're wanting to get started, there's other, you know, resources and things that we can do to help you with that. And, you know, this might kind of work with it. It will just be like a super long-term goal for you. And that's totally cool. But anyways, we're going to talk about the seasons of fitness, because really the reality of it is that there are different seasons over the course of the year and that are pretty actually consistent year to year. So we have the new year where it's like fresh beginnings, new year, new me, you know, new year's resolutions. Then we have spring and summer when we're outside a little bit more, we're in bikinis, we're traveling, we're taking trips, we're enjoying ourselves a little bit more. Then we have fall and things like football start and what it's called, sweater weather and stuff like that. We got tailgating, we got parties to attend, watch parties and whatnot. And then we get to the holidays, right? Which is like that time of year where most people are like, man, I just want to enjoy myself. Where they reach that point and they're like, yeah, you know what? Screw it. Either I've done really good this year or I haven't. And I'm just going to start again in the new year. and then, you know, repeat the cycle. And so there's obviously this time of year, like tons more temptation around the holidays. And I mean, we have October with Halloween and Halloween candy. And then we have Thanksgiving with the biggest meal of the year. And then Christmas Eve and Christmas and the new year where it's like, you know, party time, all the treats. And even though in the grand scheme of things, it's like 4 to 5 days, that isn't like necessarily a big deal. And there's not a ton of discipline on those days. Maybe you're not tracking or you're just eating whatever you want, eating to the point of exploding. But just the overall vibe of the season is just like food and treats and celebration. And it's the end of the year, you know, and it's like that time to decompress or whatever and let loose. So we can agree that at different times of the year pose just different challenges and temptations and different just vibes. So instead of like fighting the vibe or fighting the nature of the season that we're in and swimming against the current all year long, making it so hard on ourselves and sacrificing this and sacrificing that, missing out on this, missing out on that, and being miserable just because we want to look good. What if we like rode the wave with the seasons, right? So I call this the seasons of fitness. And that's essentially what it is, where it's like, we're just going to ride the wave of the seasons that we're in. And so this is my strategy that I kind of use that on a, you know, year to year basis, where it's like, I have different goals at certain times. Like I want to lean up at certain times. I want to build muscle at certain times. I want to maintain at certain times. And that way it's like, I kind of line up what my goal is with the season that I'm in. And this allows me to be in full control of my body and my results when it comes to my fitness while still, and this is the whole point, like still living my life and still having the balance that I want, where I don't have to sacrifice a bunch of things at a time where it's really hard and
I'm just miserable because of it. So, before we actually dive into like the different seasons, in terms of our goals in fitness and nutrition, it's always important, right? Context. What are our goals? I already kind of talked about that. Like what our goal is, just look good, feel good, long-term, be at a relatively lean physique in a healthy, you know, body fat percent range while getting stronger, building tone and wanting to look good in a bikini, right? Without sacrifice, making like any sort of extreme sacrifices. So that's a goal that we're speaking on in terms of this. We're going to go into the seasons of fitness, but before that, talking about the different goals throughout the season, I suggest picking a couple of non-negotiables that are going to be very consistent throughout the seasons, right? So for example, my goal is to stay relatively lean and get stronger. Everything I was just talking about, getting stronger, more toned, stay overall healthy and within a better than average body composition and body fat range. So I look good, feel good. And so there's a few non-negotiables that happen pretty much every day, regardless of the season that I'm in. Obviously nobody can go 365 and oh, but 99% of the time I get these things done, whether I'm traveling, chaos happens in my life, I get super busy, whatever. These are my non-negotiables. And that's getting 3 workouts in a week, right? Drinking close to a gallon of water daily and hitting 10,000 steps daily. So regardless of what's going on, those are going to be my top 3 priorities. All right. Other things like nutrition, the intensity of training, the type of training, whether I'm lifting weights or doing HIIT or, you know, whatever, those things are just going to change because sometimes that comes down to things that I can't control. And those kind of things change depending on the season of life that I'm in. And so, but those 3 things remain the same. That's something I get in like 99.9% of the time, is workouts, you know, at least 3 workouts, a gallon of water a day and hit 10,000 steps. So that's what I would suggest doing before we kind of go into like, okay, what season should I work on and when? These are things that we can consistently stick to long-term, every day. So let's go into the seasons, right? First and foremost, a new year, January, February, March, April, May, right up until the point of like summer beginning, what to focus on here. And so this is a perfect, example of like, let's ride the wave. Right. And so in January, February, March, April, May, this is the time to dial in. Why? Not because it's New Year's resolutions. Let's go. I mean, a piece of it. Yeah. But not in the way that you think, because I think the New Year's resolutions kind of has a bad reputation. And I'll tell you why. But we're going to ride this wave of motivation that everyone else has in the world. Literally everyone is starting something in January. They're cutting out eating out. They're cutting out carbs. They're cutting out food. They're going on a, you know, extreme diet. They're in the gym every single day at 4 a.m. So they want to get to bed early. Nobody's going out. People are saving money, whatever, you know, they're dialed in, and whatever it is that their goal is, they're dialed in. And so we're just going to ride that wave of motivation that everyone else is on. Because honestly, one of the hardest parts about fitness and hitting our goals and getting in shape isn't like the actual doing. You know, if we bring it down to simplest terms, it's like eat right, you know, work out consistently. You know, there's a handful of things that you can obviously do. It's very simple. It's not easy. It's very simple, but it's hard when terms of like dealing with people and people who try and influence you to not do a certain thing or, you know, so saying no essentially is really hard for a lot of us. And sometimes in this time when we're like really dialed in goals and other people aren't, like we have to say no. And then also people judge you, like people try and make you feel a way because you're like cutting back on alcohol and that's a change that you've made. And, or you're deciding to eat a salad versus a fat, juicy burger. Like you making certain decisions that are in line with your goals and the people you're around that don't really make disciplined decisions, it's kind of just making them feel insecure about themselves. So really like people who make you feel bad, this is a whole nother, I'm digressing, but this, you know, people who make you feel bad about certain decisions, that align with your goals are, it's really just their own coping mechanism of their own insecurities of just being in that presence of you, like making a disciplined decision. So it's not anything to do with you. It's everything to do with them and how they kind of respond to you leveling up in your life. Is just on them and out of your control. And so they can either support you in it or they can try and cope with their own insecurities and make you feel bad for it. So But that honestly, I mean, we can all agree is really, really freaking hard. And it's hard part for me because in general, like I'm, you know, around people often where, you know, people like to party, people like to drink and they don't have goals like I do. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with people not having goals like you do. You know, we should always be supportive of the people, you know, people living their life the way that they want. It's really not up to us. But it just makes it hard because we feel left out in a sense. So instead of trying to like, you know, dial in at different times of the year when maybe not everyone else is not so much, like let's take advantage of the time that everyone else is motivated and make it easier on us and use this time to our benefit. And like I said, ride that wave of motivation. Now, really important that we understand this. Anything extreme, unless your goals are extreme, like I was talking at the beginning of the podcast, is if you're trying to be a bikini competitor where you get paid to be on stage, or you're a bodybuilder and you get paid to look a certain way or whatever that is, like obviously goals are different here. You know, people like that are willing to sacrifice balance and willing to sacrifice things to be extreme. But in terms of our goals, which aren't, you know, similar to that, we have to understand that going super extreme is going to only be something that we can do temporarily. And if you only want temporary results, so there's nothing wrong with that too. But if you want long-term, long-lasting results, then this is important to obviously avoid. This is why 80% of New Year's resolutions fail by February, is because everyone who has a New Year's resolution, it's like, I'm going to wake up 7 days a week and go to the gym at 4 a.m. I'm going to cut all carbs. I'm going to go keto. I'm going to, you know, cleanse. I'm going to stop drinking entirely, right? 80% of New Year's resolutions fail by February because those are extreme. Those are very extreme and are only short term. You know, it's very short term. So we're not going to do that. We're going to keep somewhat a bit of a balance. But with that understanding, right, that what's going to work for us, that isn't necessarily that level of extreme and that it's something that we can stick to. We can absolutely turn the dial a little bit more to the intensity side. Like we can be a little bit more intense if we want and take it up a notch this time of the year, just because it's a little bit easier for us. And so generally I talk about like the 80-20 rule, right? Which can go for a lot of things. It's like balance, you know, the definition of balance is 80-20. It can go for a lot of things like nutrition, you know, your level of effort in the gym, how often you're training, essentially in the terms that we're speaking, 80% of the decisions that you're making are on path to your goals and they're disciplined, intentional decisions. Whereas like the 20% are here and there where they're not so intentional, or they are intentional decisions, but are benefiting you elsewhere and not, you know, on your goals. And so this is a great rule. It eliminates really that all or nothing perfectionist mindset while still allowing you to like see the results you want over the course of time, something that you can realistically stick to. So that's a general rule of thumb when it comes to like balance, so to speak, right? So if that's a general rule, 80-20, in the new year where people are dialed in and we want to use that to our benefit, let's turn the dial to like 90-10, right? Let's do 90-10 and take it up a notch just for like the first 3 to 4 months at most, right? Where a lot of people going into the new year, the 80% of the people that fail by February are going like all in, gung ho, 100% zero. So it's like their expectations are that 100% zero. The second I, you know, fail, then I'm done. That's only sustainable for a few weeks. And so we're still going to essentially take it up a notch with the intensity, but we're not going to be as extreme and we're going to be better because of it, because we might speed up results a little bit. And we'll be feeling really good going into summer, but we're going to do it in a way that is sustainable for us and that we're not going to allow ourselves to hit that point of, shoot, I failed, I'm done for the rest of the year, which is what everyone else does, right? So here's what's really important to understand. Speaking, you know, specifically to me and my goals, right around that time, and you'll know it'll come full circle, right? As we talk about going into holidays, coming from the holidays, right? A lot of people want to lose weight. Like that's my goal. I want to, you know, tone up a little bit. I want to lean up a little bit, lose like maybe 5 to 10 pounds. And so a part of that is tracking my calories, tracking my macros, and being in a caloric deficit. So that's the only way to lose weight, right? And so with any period of dieting, so to speak, you need a little bit of work on the back end to recover from your diet, right? So in a diet, right, you bring your calories down. And this is why it's really important to work with a coach, because we want to do it in a healthy, sustainable way. But in any diet, like, you bring your calories down essentially, and your metabolism adapts to that. And so when your, you know, metabolism slows down a little bit, you need some time on the back end to work your metabolism back up to normal range. And so last thing you want to do is like drastically cut your calories for 3 to 4 months, not have any recovery time, not work your calories back up to normal range, go back to how you're doing, and all the weight comes back on, you know, and more, right? So diet for 3 months, right? Lose maybe a few pounds, 5 to 10 pounds. That takes about 12 weeks. And then give you a little bit of time on the back end, say maybe another 8 to 12 weeks, to work your calories back up. That hits right around, right around May, right? So speaking, you know, with actual numbers, let's say I am normally around 2000 calories per day to maintain weight. If I cut my calories down to like 1500, 1600 calories from January, February, March, then slowly work my way back up to 2000 calories come May, April, then summer is here. I'm a couple pounds down. I'm feeling good. And I'm actually, my body is back to normal. My metabolism is revving. I'm eating more food and I'm maintaining where I'm at throughout summer. So we're in summertime. My goal isn't to diet. And so this is the transition from like, man, gung ho, you know, ride that wave of motivation that everyone has going into summer. You've done the work, right? You've done the hard part. It's like you dieted, you've had to really be intentional about what you're eating, disciplined about tracking your food, all the things. You've done the hard work and you've done the back end to get to recover from that and to go into summer with at maintenance calories, maintaining, you know, the weight that you are now at. You're a few pounds down and you're feeling good and you feel great in a bikini and you're excited. So that was, you know, really important. That's what people miss often is when they diet, they fail to realize that there's some work on the back end to work their calories back up, and they go back to eating their normal ways and they, you know, gain all the weight back instantly and sometimes more. So we're moving into spring, summer, right? We're feeling good. We're excited about being in bikinis and being outside and minimal clothing, you know. Also, we're being more active because it's nicer out and there's, you know, summer activities. Since there's more to do and we're kind of, you know, leveling out, so to speak, or people are kind of falling off their plan and they want to have some fun during the summer, this is when we can turn the dial back to, I guess, normal balance, 80-20, right? Because we want to maintain. We just want to maintain where we're at. We want to feel good throughout summer without sacrificing, you know, and giving up a ton of stuff, maybe as much as we did for the first few months of the year, or being as dialed in and disciplined as we were the first months of the year. So we want to have a little bit more flexibility, but we don't want to completely let ourselves go, right? We want to stay feeling pretty good for summer. And at the same time, like, reap the reward of our hard work that we've put into for January through April or May, but also still maintaining a level of discipline in and of itself. We got to be intentional. So maybe I'm still monitoring calories. Like, I'm still tracking my food loosely. I'm not being like a total idiot where I'm like, you know, going crazy. But I'm just enjoying the season and knowing myself full well. This is the other important part, is you got to know yourself full well and just be totally honest with yourself. With all of this, like, what is realistic to ask of yourself at this time of the year? Right. I think, for me, it's more so just like, okay, well, I know myself so well, and I'm being honest with myself that I know going into the holidays, I'm going to let loose a little bit. Like, that's, you know, a time of the year. And that's an agreement essentially that I have with myself, where I work really hard in the first part of the year. I maintain during summer and I still maintain a level of discipline, because during the holidays, like, I let loose a little bit. I'm around family more. There's a lot more going on. And that time of year, I'm just like, you know what? I worked really hard. I'm going to chill out. And football starts too in September-ish. So football starts, more watch parties, tailgate parties, potlucks. You know, there's always something happening every single weekend where there's like tons of food involved. but, you know, we kind of get to that point where it's September, October-ish, where Halloween comes. And for me, that's like the start of it. It's like Halloween. If I can like stay somewhat disciplined and keep crushing my goals for the most part, we hit Halloween, right? And it's like, by that point, either I've worked really hard and I've done a really good job by October, because that's a lot of time to put towards your goals. January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, because Halloween's not until October 31st. That's when I'm like, okay, you know what? I'm going to enjoy Halloween a little bit. I love me some Halloween candy, that because I know myself so well and I've worked really hard that I can afford to enjoy myself for Halloween, for Thanksgiving, for Christmas Eve, for Christmas Day. Also knowing that come January, it's go time again, right? So a lot happens in this time frame where I know myself so well, you know, and I, like I said, I've done a pretty good job up to this point, that I'm willing and able to give myself a little bit of permission to let loose instead of like full on trying to fight it. Cause I've tried that in the past where I'm like, nope, I'm going to lose weight during the holidays. I'm going to fight the urge, fight, you know, fight the temptations with all this willpower and discipline that I have, because I'm whatever, that it's like, nope, not giving in. I know myself so well. So, I'm going to maybe turn the dial from 80-20 to like 70-30, you know, obviously 70-30 is still a pretty solid balance, but I'm giving myself a little bit more flexibility than I would on normal days. And then obviously a little bit more flexibility than I would on days when I'm like super dialed in. And that way I'm enjoying myself a little bit more. I'm loosening the reins of tracking. You know, I'm probably eating a little bit more on average. I'm probably eating different. I'm eating more of like the yummy foods, probably enjoying alcohol a little bit more. Still obviously being intentional. I'm not going to be an idiot. Like there's only a, you know, few times out of the year, a couple days out of the year where I'm just like, screw it, you know? but that doesn't happen that often because I'm just really intentional. But I do know myself better. And I know that my goal during the holidays is not to diet and not to lose weight. And the goal is not to be 90% on point. In fact, I've been able to get to a point where it, you know, I kind of use it for different reasons. So this time of year where there's more food involved or there's more treats or whatever, like more temptation, so to speak, I'm actually going to use that to my benefit. And so, you know, meanwhile, this entire year, I've been going to the gym at least 3 times a week, the whole year. January, February, March, April, I'm probably going 5 times a week. Summer probably, you know, goes down to about 3 times a week because I'm traveling more, having more, you know, whatever, doing more. But this time of year is perfect for building tone and building muscle because I'm probably eating in a surplus most of the time, where I'm pushing myself even more in the gym because I'm eating more. And so whatever I'm eating more of, like I may as well just really use that to building tone and building muscle so that I have more to show when I go into January, February, March and lose a few pounds to show. And so I take advantage of it in that aspect. And I mean, we've all heard of the term bulking, right? I used to think of it as like, man, never ever gonna put myself in a position where I'm bulking, but that essentially is what this is. It's like, I'm gonna build muscle, I'm gonna build tone. And in order to do that really effectively and efficiently, you gotta eat a little bit in a surplus. And so I'm going to do that when it's a little bit more fun. And so if you know yourself so well, like me, where there's no chance you're dieting during the holidays, you know, let's bulk, let's work hard and building muscle and in the gym, and let's ride that wave of this time of the season where here's the catch though, right? It's not like, oh my God, go into the holidays, eat whatever you want, just lift really a lot and work hard in the gym. You got to be fully expecting the outcome. And the outcome is probably going to be a couple pounds back on the scale. Probably 5 to 7 pounds back on the scale. A piece of that might be muscle, which is great, but you know, a piece of that will probably be fat too, just because I'm eating a little bit more in general. But I'm okay with that because I know it's benefiting me when I do go into another cut, quote unquote, in January, right? And that's where I'm actually going to see more muscle and I'm going to see more tone. And I probably actually don't have to get as lean because there's more muscle to show. And so here's the thing. If you're someone that's like, man, I'm never going to go into a bulking cutting, you know, phase because the terminology is so muscle head, meat headish, right? Essentially, everyone goes through a period of bulking, cutting, and maintaining intentionally or not intentionally. Everybody's weight fluctuates. Everyone's weight and body fluctuates. And so, you know, if we have goals in particular to our bodies and our fitness, like let's line up that fluctuation. Let's line up that natural, you know, happening with the seasons so we can ride that wave and use it to our benefit and be intentional about planning for it so we can be in control of it. And then that way we look and feel the way we want for the times of the year that we want. Or you can kind of just not necessarily plan for it, diet at random times of the year that you just feel like losing a few pounds. And then it's realize it's really hard for you to do at certain parts of the year because of just the nature of the seasons. And you can work way harder. You know, you can try really hard to swim against the current, feel like you're missing out on things and potentially fail because it's something you can't stick to at that time of the year. Then beat yourself up and then try again and get stuck in this miserable cycle throughout the whole year where you're dieting, you know, falling off track, dieting, fail, month to month where you're not really benefiting as much as you could if you just planned and worked with the seasons. And that's what happens to people. It happens all the time. And so that's why I think this is the solution to using just the different seasons of the year to our benefit based on the different goals that we have throughout the year. So let's just ride that wave and make it as easy as possible for us. I don't think in general it's easy. I think it's simple. It's definitely maybe not easy. That's not the best term for it, but we can make it easier for us. And I think this is the best way to do that. So quick recap, right? Seasons of fitness. And throughout the seasons of fitness, we have different goals, right? We have goals where we want to diet and lean up. We have goals where we want to build tone, muscle, bulk, and see a little bit more size and a little bit more muscle. Then we have times where we just want to maintain where we're at and stay consistent. So with that being said, there's certain strategies for each of those goals. And why don't we line those up with the different seasons of the year? So super quick recap, just to bring it all together here, right? January, February, March, this is when we're dialing it in because this is when the rest of the world is dialing it in. So let's, you know, if our goal is to lose a little bit of weight, lean up, shed some fat, let's do it here. And let's even turn the knob up a little bit on the intensity scale. Instead of maybe the typical balance 80-20, let's turn it to about 90-10 because we can for a couple months and that's totally fine. But we're not going to go freaking balls to the wall, 100% on, all or nothing, insane, extreme, like everyone else is doing. We're going to also always do it with a level of balance and sustainability, but we can turn up the intensity a little bit and make it a little bit more fun. April, May, we're spending time. I mean, reverse, it's essentially called reverse dieting where you're like right after a diet, you use the time, a little bit of time to work your calories back up to normal. It's a very strategic way to do that. So that you don't, you know, gain all the weight that you just lost. Where we're still in 90-10 here, we still have to be really disciplined and staying within a calorie range that's going to keep us in the weight range that we want to be. So this part is still just as important as the diet phase. All right. So January, February, March, April, May is when we're like 90-10. June, August, September is maybe we're balancing out a little bit to 80-20. We want to maintain, but we don't want to entirely let ourselves go off the rails. So we're maintaining weight. Maybe we're loosely tracking, being mindful of how much we're eating, what we're doing. Meanwhile, we're still, you know, in the gym training hard. So we're building tone muscle in the meantime. We're not being a total idiot. We're being mindful and intentional 80-20. This is summertime too. So we're enjoying ourselves and we're doing all the fun stuff. And we look good. We're reaping the reward of our hard work from January through May. All right. Going into the holidays, October, November, December, this is when we maybe loosen the reins a little bit. Like we've done some good work from January up until September. And this is when we can kind of maybe loosen the reins even more, from 80-20 down to maybe 70-30. Meanwhile, let's use this, you know, flexibility with our nutrition to ramp up the training, go for gold in the weight room, in your workouts, and intentionally build muscle bulk. I'm sorry if you don't like that word, but try and detach, you know, your own personal meaning to it. But bulking essentially is building muscle and eating in a calorie range that supports that, which is a little bit of a surplus. So diet, maintain, bulk, I think is perfect. Rinse and repeat, right? I think it's perfect. And imagine doing this over the course of like the next couple of years. Will be so cool to see how your body just continues to transform over the course of time. You just continuing to get stronger, better, more toned. You know, the more muscle, the more tone you have, the more you can get away with like a level of a body fat, higher level of body fat, where it's like some people who are brand new to weight training and they want a six pack, right? Sometimes they have to really get lean in order to see that muscle because the muscle mass isn't there. Whereas someone who has been training for 10 years, like maybe their body fat percent is around 20, 21%. And they still have a six pack because the muscle mass is there. And so the more muscle, the more tone you get, the more it shows obviously. And the more you can get away with body fat. Now, a couple of disclaimers here. All right. It's really hard for me to coach you through something like this. Like obviously if it were that easy and just learn it all through 30 minute podcasts, then everyone would be able to do it. And this really wouldn't be an issue for people. And I wouldn't have a business, but with my business, right, we have our coaches coaching people on how to do this because it comes down to developing a level of skill and a level of experience to find a way that it can be done for them in the best way. And it comes down to having a level of knowledge and understanding around nutrition and the elements of fitness that's really hard to learn on your own. So, you know, for people who are listening to this, who have been coached, who have been tracking their macros, who have the ability to write their own effective training program, you know, who have essentially invested in themselves previously to learn all this stuff, can probably do it really successfully on their own and probably quite easily. Because again, we're just riding the wave of the seasons. And if we have that knowledge and level to maximize, you know, our benefit in those seasons, then we're good to go. But if you haven't had a coach before and you don't really feel what you're confident in your ability around workouts and nutrition, you don't know if what you're doing is actually the right way, then you have to take all this with an understanding that it's very general advice and you can still take something from it. You know, it's really just to give you an idea of what it could potentially look like for you year to year. If we zoom out and look at it all over the course of a year, this is what it would look like. And so it gives you an idea of what it could potentially look like. And have that balance of living your life where you don't have to miss out, you know, and you're still seeing sustainable results, which is obviously, I think, the end goal for a lot of us. So I'm not saying go do it out on your own if you don't really have much experience or knowledge and you haven't really been coached that much before because it might be really, really tough to do and you might have no idea what to do. And then you come back to me and say, Gigi, it's so easy, you know, but it's not, I can't do it, right? You know, so here's what I'll say. Like if this is something you want to figure out once and for all and do it right the first time so that you can do it on your own for the rest of your life, then you got to message me because this is exactly what we teach our ladies in the GFIT program. And this is the key to, I mean, this is one of the strategies, but I think this is like the best strategy to implement over the course of years so that you can continually see results, you know, year after year. Without it being like you're grinding your wheels and fighting, swimming upstream to make that happen. Like rather you're riding the wave of the seasons. So you got to message me on IG or you can text me. It really can be that simple. I promise you. But there's still some learning about it to make it possible. All right. If you want to learn this and again, be able to apply it to your life successfully, you just got to shoot me a text and I will teach you everything. Thank you all so much for listening to the Live Limitless podcast. If you enjoyed this episode today, do us a favor and share with someone you think will benefit from it. And if you just want to show general support, you can do that by leaving us a 5-star rating if you believe it deserves it. Or you can leave us a review or any type of feedback in Apple Podcasts. We want to hear from you.
Also, make sure to check out the show notes for more information or to just see how you can keep up with me on social media. Thanks again, everybody, for listening. Go crush the week and live limitless.